The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and guests, recorded in the garden of the Bhaktivedanta Manor in July of 1973.
According to our Vedic understanding, there are four things, sinful, pillars of sinful life. Illicit sex, unnecessary killing of animals, intoxication and gambling.
But you can lead a very happy life still eating...
Our students are trained in that way.
There are a lot of very good people in the world.
You can see from your son, they can sit down anywhere, they can lie down. There is no artificial living. They are satisfied with nice foodstuff made from vegetable and milk and chanting Hare Krishna, holy name of God.
I see, he's happy. But you know he came from a very happy home, so he should be happy, shouldn't he?
Yes.
Very happy home, brothers and sisters. Yes. And we've all been very happy. And I hope he will remain happy.
He's still happier.
Yes, I can see.
He was happy, now he's happier. Yes. That is the difference.
Oh, I don't think he's happier. You are? I didn't think it was possible.
Because your son has come here, you may not be happier, but he is happy.
Oh, you're saying this. I'm not saying this. I'm very disappointed that he is not continuing with education. I'm not sorry that I'm happy for his happiness wherever he is.
What is the purpose of education?
You're a cultured man. You're educated.
Yes.
Did you not learn, who gave you the talent to translate your Vedic scriptures?
Yes.
Who gave you the talent, Father?
Yes. No, I'm asking what is the best part of education? So far my school college education is concerned, that is not being used here.
Oh, but you're cultured. You in your old age are getting tremendous comfort from being able to read and understand what the world is doing, the goodness of your books, and you're able to understand the spiritual way of life. If you couldn't, if you hadn't been educated, Father, well, how would you be able to have...
No, education is required.
Now, I am so happy that my son is happy, truthfully, but I am very distressed, and little boys, don't laugh, because this is serious. I am very distressed that none of these boys continue their education. What is going to happen to them when they're like you, when they're older, they have no talent?
But your educational system in the Western countries, you have got big, big universities. Why the university students becoming hippies?
Oh, well, there are always a certain amount becoming hippies in America anywhere. But we must...
College students, university students, they're all hippies.
Yes, but we must develop the good ones that have talent. We must develop them. You have the power to give
these boys...
The
chance of education is there. In India, there is no such big, big university facilities. But in your Western country, you have got nice universities, nice teaching system. Why the result is hippie?
Oh, but we're talking of you. You have got the power. But people follow you because they believe in you. So you have the power to educate them.
My point is,
hippies, are you?
That this this education for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, this sort of education will not satisfy.
Well, you're educated, you see.
No, I'm educated.
Yes, but how many...
But I'm not educated only on this platform, eating, sleeping, and sex life and defense. I am educated in a different platform.
But aren't you translating your books still?
Yes, that's all right.
Isn't that a great joy? Great joy to you.
Translating of books, it does not require... Of course, it requires when the purport of the translation is given. Mm. Otherwise, the real thing is culture. That education is culture.
Well,
simply money-making education for maintaining this body, that education will not satisfy anymore. Just like I told you, that despite all arrangements of education, why the young men are turning to be hippies? That is my question.
Well, but not your followers. Your followers are not being hippies. People follow you. Therefore, you've got the people who you could help to become cultured like you are.
So my father educated me in a different way. Therefore, I've come to this stage. My father never allowed me even to drink tea.
Well, I'm disappointed in you. I came to see you because I felt that being so cultured, that you would want all your boys to have this culture and to have this, to have
you've
the best.
It. We've got this culture.
Oh, but you haven't, you see,
no,
you're all young culture
boys, we don't have.
But you're not mature
but
yet.
The culture that he has, he's giving to us.
Yes, but you're not mature. It takes years to become mature. Hurt, pain, happiness, everything together. You find God. Yes, I found God. We all, I feel very close to God and I feel very happy. But I would also still wish to be educated. And fortunately, I was given the chance to have
education. Education means to know God.
And I don't misuse it.
That is education. Our Vedic culture, the high class man is called Brahman.
Yes.
Brahman, you know
yes,
that.
Brahma, yes.
So who is a Brahmana? Who knows God? He is called Brahma. Therefore, culmination of education is to understand God. That is education. Otherwise, to get education, how to nicely eat, how nicely sleep, how nicely have sex life, and how to defend, this education is there even in the animals. The animals also, they know how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to defend.
It seems to worry you, this sex life. I mean,
I'm not worried.
This
is also necessary. This is also necessary.
It fits into the place in my life or our
life.
This
is also necessary.
Yes. It doesn't worry us at all.
These four type of branches of education is not sufficient for human being. A human being, above all this education, must have the knowledge how to love God. That is perfection.
Oh, well, Michael was taught that when he was very small. The Jesuits taught of that. The Jesuits certainly did.
So to understand God, or how to love God, there is a religious system.
Mm.
In every civilized human society, it doesn't matter whether it is Christianity or Hinduism or Mohammedanism or Buddhism, the religious system is there in human society, besides the education of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is there in the animal society. So, a human being is distinct from the animal when he has education how to understand God and how to love Him. That is perfect. So that is now one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our Krishna consciousness movement
mm-hmm.
is not depriving people of their education. You get education, how to eat, how to sleep, and that's all right. But side by side, you take education, how to know God and how to love Him.
Yes.
That is all.
I agree with you.
Yes,
I agree with you every time.
You stop all this education. No.
No, I don't agree with you there. No, Father, no.
No, I think you can go on with your industries, you can go on with your university, but side by side, you become competent to know what is God and how to love. Then your life is perfect.
I could mention a lot of names that are still very close to God and brilliant men in science. Where would we be without our scientists, without our doctors, medicine? They all have to go to university and get a degree before
but
they...
But I say, you get.
Yes, but we need them. Yes, well then but, some of your boys could be doctors.
But simply to become a doctorate in medical science will not save me. Unfortunately, they do not believe in the next life.
Oh, yes, they do. I had a doctor who came to church, and Michael knows him every Sunday, a very good
mostly,
man.
I have spoken with many educated persons in Moscow. I was talking with Professor Potofsky. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. But he is a big professor. Generally, if they have to believe next life, they do not believe it very seriously. If we actually believe there is next life, then we must be prepared what kind of next life I am going to have.
Yes, well,
because there are 8,400,000 forms of life. The trees are also life. The cats and dogs, they are also life. And there are higher intelligent persons in the higher planetary system, they are also life. The worm in the stool, that is also life. So, calculating all of them, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, if I am going to have next life, tatha dehantaram prapti, we have to change this body to another body. So, our concern should be, what kind of body I am going to get next?
I agree for some people, you especially, to think like this because you are a leader of your Vedic religion. But for everybody to do that, where would we be? We couldn't all sit down
but where
and think
is that
all
education?
The time. But you can also work and think.
Now, I mean to say, where is that education in the university to prepare the student for the next life?
Oh, but he must fit it
in. Catholic universities all over the world are doing it. That's our main purpose, is to teach the young man and the young girl the success in this world, but above all, in the next, which means union with God for eternity. That's top priority, and borrowing Christ's words, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all the other things are very minor importance. It's closeness to God and the eternal, the one with the beatific vision in heaven. That's the top priority. That's our aim in education. And that's what Michael was taught when he was at Sunnyhurst. And that he does well and gets a degree, yes, very good thing. He could be a doctor or an architect or a leader in commerce, what have you. Which all of which are essential for the well-being of the world. This time last year, I was dead. I was picked up as unconscious in the corridor. And the doctors said that I'd experienced, as near death, it makes a difference. Well, if it hadn't been for the skin of the man that looked after me, I would have been here this afternoon.
Next life, how it will be ascertained? What kind of body I'm going to next life?
I don't think it matters very much. I couldn't care less what's happening after I'm dead. All I know is that it's not annihilation. I'm going to be joined with Almighty God.
You cannot be blind.
We're going to Almighty God,
that's
all.
There was another life.
Huh?
We're going to Almighty God when we die. We don't have to worry.
It's in His hands.
What is the qualification?
We know.
Everyone is going to God.
Yes, everybody who believes in God.
In God.
Yes, and leads a good life, does their best in this world, and that
then,
is true.
Then the question comes, what is the good life?
Obeying the commandments of God. Yes.
The commandment is, thou shalt not kill. If somebody kills,
Now, Father, you're being a bit unfair. It isn't interpretation, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not unjustly take away life. If a man walks in this afternoon through those bushes with a revolver, I have every right, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I have every right to defend myself against that unjust aggressor. And if I kill him,
you can, protect yourself from the aggressor.
Yes.
But when you kill innocent animal,
Well, again, that's got to be interpreted. We wouldn't be able to. How do we live on food? How do we live if we don't eat?
How we are living?
Pardon?
How we are living?
Well, I don't know what your food is.
No, but you have a vegetarian diet, which is
But that is not killing.
No, but Master, if I look at it this way, you've just said a few minutes ago there are 8 million different kinds of life. Would you agree? The potato, the cabbage, and what have you, also has a life.
Yes.
There's vegetative life, there's sensitive life, there's rational life, there's supernatural life, and there's the life of God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm not being facetious. When you've spoiled those potatoes, you were taking away the life of that potato.
So, what is your philosophy? That you can take any life?
You said thou shalt not kill.
No, no. Yes, thou shalt not kill.
But you kill the potato.
Now, suppose there is potato and there is your child. Would you like to kill your child in preference of
potato? You've not answered my
question. Why is this discrimination?
Why you've not answered my question?
Yes, I'm answering you that you are to kill, but you have to discriminate. What kind of killing you shall do?
Well, I just said that. I gave the example of the chap who comes through with a revolver. I can maybe protect myself. You're implying...
No, when somebody comes with a revolver, you defend, that is another thing. But if somebody is innocent, why you should kill?
Oh, no, sir, I shouldn't. God said thou shalt not.
But then why you are killing animals?
Well, you're doing it when you eat your potatoes.
Potato is not animal.
It's a vegetable, life. Yeah. My dear, it starts with a little tiny seed, that's life. It grows.
But that is not alive. It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
It is a fruit.
Is that tree alive?
Yes.
Has it got life?
Yes.
Are you doing anything wrong when you cut it down to provide...
Yes.
Provide?
Yes. Yes.
You're doing something wrong.
We don't cut down trees unnecessarily. I have asked this question to so many people. That why you are killing, although it is private, thou shalt not kill. They cannot give me any satisfaction.
Well, I think I've given you one.
Innocent animal killing and taking a potato from the tree, you are making equalized. It is not.
I'm not equivocating. All I'm saying is that if you're logical and accept
this is logical
kind of life,
I have to live. We agree that we have to live by eating another living entity. Jiva, jiva, so jiva. But if I eat this grass, taking some grass, and if I eat some animal, do you think they are equal?
Yes.
Yes, equal? Then why don't you kill your child, own child?
Because there's that's logic. I'm just trying to show you the difference between
we don't agree that.
Vegetative life,
but
sensitive life, and rational life.
Rational? Animals have got rationality.
No, they haven't. And omnia animalia intellectu carent.
Even your own...
This is bringing out exactly...
Even your own psychologist will display to you rational life in the monkeys.
No, no.
And so many other animals. Rats?
No.
They make rational decisions.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's been the accepted...
Your own psychologist will display that to you.
All I can say is it's been the accepted teaching of not merely Western philosophers, but all
not
the Eastern
philosophers.
Omnia animalia intellectu carent. And that was... As Mrs. Christie just said, if you've done a bit of study...
Because some animal is not intelligent, you are right to kill.
No, we're not talking about killing. He's seen now that there's no difference between us and the dog.
Yes,
because we've both got intellect.
You're more intelligent than a dog, to some degree.
No.
So in other words, if we...
If the animal is not intelligent, you cannot kill. Because your child is also not intelligent. So, that does not mean you can kill your child.
Oh, nobody for one second.
No, that is not very good reasoning. That because the animal is not intelligent, they may be killed. That is not very good.
No, that isn't the reason. That isn't the reason why we kill it. We kill it, the animal, because we need it by means of living.
You need it. But just like if you can get nice fruits, grains, meat, why do you need animals? You have to eat and live, not to kill. Similarly, that if you can get nice foodstuff from food grains, from fruits, from flowers, from vegetables, from milk, why you should kill the animals?
Well, a lot of people now are going over to health foods.
Huh?
This is thought of by a lot of people.
A lot
I agree
of people
with you.
May do anything, but
yes,
a reasonable man, a religious man, he should have discrimination. That if I get my foodstuff from here, why shall I kill and eat anyway?
Well, it's not. I always think it's not for me to condemn people, whatever they do. All I ask for.
No, that we are thinking.
I'm not condemning you.
It is all right that we have to eat some living entity, but the preference, if we can get. Besides that, when you get the grains, it is not actually killing. When you get the fruits, I'm getting these fruits from the tree. It is not killing. The fruits are there, I take it. It falls down, I take it. The grains also.
Yes.
It is not killing.
No, well, I don't think we're really
worried
about whether we kill or...
Similarly, if I take milk from the cows, that is also cow's blood, but I don't kill it. So if I can lead in such nice way, without killing, I get the fruits and flowers and the milk and the grains. Why should I kill the animal?
There are a tremendous number of people being vegetarians today.
Yeah.
You're not the only people. I mean, a lot of people just
nice,
have...
That's
yes, they do.
Nice.
But we
they
don't condemn people who do.
That will make them less sinful. Mm. And that will qualify them to go back to home, back to God. Mm. If they remain sinful, they cannot go.
Would you say that because we, and I talk about myself, because I have meat and bacon and so on, that makes me sinful. If I didn't eat those, I would be less sinful.
Yes. Yes, that is our place.
So if I give up eating meat and bacon and sausages and things,
then
I'll suddenly become a different person.
You become pure.
Yes. Yes.
That's very interesting.
I just met a gentleman who told me exactly that. He's a businessman here in London. He's about 40 years old. And about 3 months ago, he decided, because he heard this from us, to decide to become a vegetarian. And a few weeks later, I talked to him. He said, you know, it's amazing, the difference in my consciousness. He says, I have become a completely different man. Yeah, he told me that.
Yes,
and he's a very intelligent man. He's in the Mensa Society.
It is said the animal killers cannot understand God.
Well, this is very good that you find this. And I say, this is not my
argument.
And
not practical also. Yes. I've seen the animal killers. They do not understand what is God. That is a fact. Neither they have got brain to understand it.
But you don't need brain if you're not going to study or to do anything further than just sit and sleep.
We are studying because we are preaching. We are studying man. The animal eaters, they cannot have any conception of God.
Mm.
The brain is so dull.
What about your children? Where do they? Do they go to school?
Why not?
Do they go to schools, your children?
They are now grown up. My grandsons are going to school.
Well, I didn't mean yours particularly. I'm talking now of all of you. I'm not talking of you particularly. I'm talking of all of you.
Hmm.
All your children, the married devotees.
Yes, our children, we have got our own school. All these boys, they have got their children. They are Grihastha's householders. So we have got our nice school at Dallas. Very big school.
You have got a school, Krishna school.
Oh, yes.
And now how do they go through college?
They are now little children, but we don't wish to send them to college. We have got sufficient books.
So you cut off their education like that?
No. What is this nonsense?
Now, do you think that's not cruel to them?
We don't care for this.
We cut off your education, and we take education from the Vedas and from our spiritual master. We learn how to read, how to write, how to handle numbers sufficiently, and whatever we need practically for our work, right? And we learn the science of God from our spiritual master, and we find that sufficient for us. We haven't got to spend extra time and many extra years learning irrelevant subjects that are never going to relate to our practical life or to our God-conscious life.
You're depending on other people then to do the other side of your life for you.
We are not depending on anyone.
But what happens when suddenly one of you gets very ill tomorrow morning?
What is that?
What happens if somebody gets very ill tomorrow morning?
So we give them medicine?
No, you call the doctor.
You call the doctor, don't you?
So we pay for that.
Oh, no, but you call him, don't you?
But you
want him to be. You want the doctor in existence.
So does it mean today that because you require necessary, you have to take education and medical man?
But you don't train people to be medical men.
If we can get it easily.
Yes.
Our training is, first of all, try to understand. We just like you have got four divisions in the body for maintaining the body. So, the head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. The leg is doing its own work, walking. The hand is doing its own work. The belly is doing its own work. And the brain is doing own work. It does not mean that when the brain is what, it does not require the help of the leg. But a brain does not require to learn the business of the leg. This is the idea. The brain requires the help of the leg, but does not mean that brain has to learn how to walk also.
Well, I'm a nurse, and so that is why I would like...
So there must be division of work.
Mm.
So you take from when there is necessity of brain work, you take help from it. And when there is need of the walking, I take help from the leg. It is a cooperation. Not that everyone has to learn everything.
Yes, well, I myself did a training. I became a nurse.
You are asking us why you are not taking medical education. Why we shall take?
Because if everybody...
No, there is no necessity. If I can get the help of a medical man, why should I waste my time in that way?
Let me engage my time for understanding God. You should be self-supporting in that
self-supporting, case. You are self-supporting. Just like here is father. He stand up. How to preach? He's not a medical man. But he doesn't require to learn the medical science.
No, but I didn't ask you to be a doctor. No. I said some of your boys.
Why you are asking?
Which ones of us should become doctors here?
Well, or...
Supposing they all want to be preachers.
Well,
Do you go to your seminaries and take one boy from each class to become a doctor?
Yes, well, if you had an epidemic of smallpox or typhoid, you know what smallpox is like in India.
Presupposing.
Do you go to your seminary and take one boy from each class to become a doctor? So therefore
no
you
doctor.
Do that. You go to your seminary and take one boy from each class to be a doctor. By force. Now you come and be a doctor.
Balance.
They all want to be preachers.
This is balance. Let us... You take some students and train them as medical men. But I am training to become preachers. Why you interfere with my business? You do your own business.
Well, my son is my business.
Yes.
And
so
I'm
your son is not dependent on you. He's independent.
Yes, but he...
You
was,
want independence.
He
he's already independent.
Out of the university by your people going round the universities.
But
he was in university.
That's all right. If some of our students goes to the university, there were many students.
We didn't snatch Michael.
We don't try object.
Michael came to the temple in London, sat down, and didn't want to go away.
He'd been taking LSD, and he was very sick, and somebody took him in.
So he was taking LSD, what did you do for him?
Why was he taking LSD? He had wonderful education, happy home, so many things.
Well, he was experimenting.
LSD is acknowledged a dangerous thing to experiment with.
Well, he had a false.
When he was taking LSD, did you like that?
I didn't know, did I? Okay. Until afterwards, and we found him.
Well, anyhow, thank you very much, Father, for letting us talk and for listening to us.
Thank you very much for your coming.
Very nice to go here and congratulations.
No, our only proposal is
that you
try to love God. That's all.
Yes.
God is one. God is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is God. So, let us love God. That is perfection of God.
Well, you can rest assured we do that.
Yeah, do that.
Yes, we do that.
I wouldn't have given up my life to him 52 years ago. Be a Jesuit priest unless I love God, would I?
Unless you love God, how
would
you become
a priest?
And
I'm not only one, there happen to be 33,000 of us in the world.
Because you have become a priest, that means you love God.
Yes, 52 years ago I made up my mind.
That is understood.
Yes.
You are grandmother. Because
how do you know I'm a grandmother?
He said Brahma.
Oh, I thought you said grandmother. I am a grandmother. Yes.
Well, I think
you're going to
be...
Well, thank you very much.
Take little prasadam there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.